Now recording.
This is the Communication and Technology Committee meeting, February 5th. It was supposed to start at 10 a.m. We're a little behind, so we're going to get started fast and get finished fast. That was the call to order. I'm Linda, the chairperson, Linda Butler. Diane's here. Amelia will be here in a second. And Brandon's here. So Amelia has requested that we put the update on website and social media down toward the end of the meeting. We can talk for a minute about the good news. And basically, I had come up with a couple of thoughts on what to put down for the good news. Some of it is dependent on how what we're going to put in the pipeline. The good news, I was hoping, didn't exactly work out the way I had it planned, because I was thinking what we would be able to say to people is we're moving forward on these projects. And unfortunately, we aren't moving forward on anything right now. That having been said, that we're going to have to come up with some other good news. And off the top of my head, I'm not sure what yet.
The Bring Me Home Safe program's good news.
What's that?
The Bring Me Home Safe program.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Thank you. Bring me home. And then we can do a little explanation of what that is.
Okay.
And we're implementing that ASAP, right?
Yep.
Okay. My brain is going all over the place, so I'm not really thinking very clearly about that. But we'll come up with some other things. We have to have it before the 25th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Going on to living in harmony, we're getting closer. I was hoping that we would have some things finished. So, again, that we could go to the community. Well, I think we will actually have the job description, observe and report. All of that is pretty clear and pretty defined, and we're ready to go on that. And so when that gets approved, when we're done with that process, then I think we can write a letter that partly explains to the community what we've done here as far as observe and report. I'll take that job on. I'll have you help me with that. And then so Diane got some quotes on the magnets, and we probably also need to get some quotes from the postal people on how much two-sided, two-page letter will cost, because the one thing I wanted to put in there was I wanted to put the 10 to 12 CCNRs that we need to focus on a regular basis. The community needs to understand what they are, and the district is now in a position to take the responsibility for making that happen. So I have it in my head. I have some of it on my paper, I will start the process of making an outline and then filling the outline in as we get ready to be able to communicate what happened and how the security department works and what their responsibilities are. So that that basically to get the cost on the magnets and the cost on the mailing. And I frankly don't know whether Amelia or we, this committee, has the money to do that, but it shouldn't. I mean, it's under $10,000.
$5,000.
Yeah, and I think the mailing and all the rest of it, and the magnets, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe $6,000. If we have a three-page letter and the magnet and the cost of the magnets, etc.
I'm sure I could just put that on the consent calendar too.
Okay, so. What's that?
I said I'm sure I could put that on the consent calendar if it has to go to the board. It's
not. Okay. Okay. I'm just so happy that we're going to hear the reports on moving from CSO to a security guard job definition. Everybody's going to understand what observe and report means, and we're going to put that in this communication that's going to go out to the community. And I said I'll start working on an outline and whatever else we can put in there. So I feel like we're okay on that.
Yes.
Anybody else have anything they want to add to that? Oh, there was one other thing. Brandon had given me this a while ago. It's the process for coming through the visitor gate, and I do think that we should put that in the pipeline this month.
Oh, the BART?
Not the BART.
What do they call it? The Fast Pass?
Yeah, Fast
No.
Pass. Or are you just basically saying how to enter to the gate?
Informing the community one more time how they can get their guests into the community through the visitor lane.
Okay.
And Brandon has it all. I think I have a copy of it with me. He wrote it out for me so that the process is very clear. What the residents are responsible for.
Right.
And what the security people are responsible for. So I think we did the boat thing, the boat drive through with the gate process, and now I think that in the general process for going through the gate, I think we can comfortably put that out. And when we get it ready to go to the pipeline, let's take a look at it and maybe make a little paragraph that goes with it. You know, this is an explanation for everybody to understand. This is how the gate process works. Please help us. You will get through faster. Your friends and neighbors will get, or your friends and
exactly
folks.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like if you got a visitor, call them in.
Yeah. Right.
Hello.
Right.
Because then, if there's somebody comes and says, "Oh, I'm here to see Linda Butler," well, okay. Well, you're not on her list. She didn't call you in. Hold on. We're gonna call her.
That's what holds.
Yeah, if she comes up to the gate and she's not on the list, we're going to call
Linda and try and get a hold of her.
Yeah, like, hey, are
once.
You?
Once.
Yeah.
Once.
at least just once.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, how many times can you call?
You can't imagine.
Yeah.
You can't imagine.
And then you say, thank you so much, go across the street, please, and call her and
get a hold of her
and ask her to call you in.
Call
right. But they are... they are going to make the attempt to contact the person they're coming to see.
Okay, well, that's very kind of them.
I think so, too.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a reasonable thing to do.
Sure,
And that goes along very quickly with the whole attitude. And again, you know, I've said this to Brandon, I've said it to you. When they get to the gate, and if they've had to wait, the first thing you say as a gate officer is, how are you today? I'm sorry you had to wait.
Yeah.
You pull that anger and that frustration a little bit out from underneath that. And then you say, how can I help you today? And
yeah.
With any kind of luck, they're the same people that the resident called in. And we can move forward a little more quickly.
Yeah, Diane and I went through the gates yesterday, and it was probably the longest backup, but of course I'm always there at 10 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock, right? So, and Karen, of course, was there, who we just love.
Yeah.
And there was a little bit of a backup, but now considering the fact that she was picking up the phone and saying, hi, Linda, I've got Amelia here, can she come in, you know?
Yeah, that, right.
Like, I'm amazed how quickly you're able to do it, and then I'm amazed how much people.
There's a couple of folks that we've had here for a long time. Karen's one of them. David's one of them. You probably know better than I do who the rest are. But those people can also be trainers.
Yep.
You know, if they're willing to. We'll pay them.
Oh, yeah.
They usually are. That's
okay.
My senior staff is who I usually put the new hires with. They'll either be with Karen or David.
Yeah.
Those are my two main go-tos.
Trainers.
Trainers,
sure.
Yeah. That's excellent. Good.
Yeah.
Good news.
And they both have great attitudes, and they're...
Oh, yeah.
They're just charming.
Yeah,
When I was here,
first time, Karen was one of the ones that actually trained me, so...
Oh, was she?
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Very cool.
Okay. So we're going to go forward with that. We're going to put a couple things in the pipeline.
Okay.
We'll be done with...
We'll send Diane that article, Brandon.
Sounds good.
Okay. We'll be done with the Board of Directors meeting, so we will have the approval on the job description at that point, and so we can put that under good news and put that in the pipeline.
Right.
Okay.
I'm a little concerned about the timing for the job descriptions because it does need to go through the union, but I'll send it over.
Well, I'll send
it to her today and say, and since she only has four people to review that job description with, right?
Right.
I mean, how long can that possibly take?
Well, and it's the same job description for all four people. She only has to review one job description.
Are they all?
From our patrol office, I don't know if the new hires signed up for the union or not, but I think it's just one of my guys that's
just one of them
from patrol.
And on the gates.
Yeah.
But
we don't have any gate. Did I miss gate? Job description changes?
Mm-mm. No. Uh-uh.
We did that a long time ago.
We just added the number of years of experience, if I remember correctly, for gate officers. But if we get some of this through, or even if we are in the process, I think we can say to people, the good news is we are in the process of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of updating this.
Right.
I'll definitely have.
And then maybe by the time.
Board willing and the creek don't rise, mm-hmm. we'll have the observe and report.
Right.
Part of it.
Done. Yeah. That's what I'm saying, after that board meeting, that'll be done. Holding my breath.
I'm going to be so happy. And then they can also approve what the equipment to be used is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so happy to get this.
Oh, yeah.
He's
been waiting forever. We've had
so much trouble trying to get a special meeting. Anyway, so it's very good.
That's my thought on that, is to try and get that finished, and even if we say in process, to get it out in the pipeline and to get it out under good news.
Yeah.
Is that okay, hon?
Yeah.
All right.
Love it.
Okay. Budget and available funds. That was what we need to check with Cecilia to find out if once we have a cost out for the magnets and the letters. Yeah.
Yeah. For the magnets and the letters, it's trivial.
Yeah,
I don't have to look at the budget for that. I just have to take it
you
in.
You heard what we just went through.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah. So the only other thing that I wanted to sort of check in with.
Yeah.
Is this CSD landscaping?
Don't we come with him to go over our big ideas and our big picture ideas?
Monday the
3rd. I'll invite you to it now.
Who are you inviting me?
We're going to meet with. It's his name? It's not Jose.
No, it's Cisco Landscaping.
Cisco.
They do land. A lot of. We saw
Cervantes.
Their vehicle yesterday in the Rancho Marietta community. So he does a lot of work out here.
Okay.
He lives out here.
And he's doing the beautiful job that we're having now. And so when we brought him on, I told him I wanted him to come and give us a bid to do our big idea. Because mm-hmm. the other guy that we talked about, remember when we were... Mm-hmm. So I'm going to invite you to this meeting and then...
Okay, just let me know when it is.
Then we'll have a quote. I just sent it.
When is it?
The 23rd. So it's a Monday, the Monday after the board meeting.
Oh, okay.
At 9 o'clock,
okie doke. I think it will be good for us to get an overview and maybe of a cost. Not
so we could get it in
the
budget.
Not definitive, but yes, to get it in the budget.
To get at least an estimate in the budget.
Right, estimate. That's what I was looking for.
Because if we budget the amount, then if we go out and get our three bids and we find somebody who'll do it for less, well then...
There you go. Yeah.
What will we do with all the money we save?
Can we put it on security? All right. That's what I had is... Oh, Amelia, you want to run through the report quickly?
Really quick. Facebook page, we had a lot of people looking at us. January 1st. Do we have a storm, maybe?
Yes, we did have a storm.
Okay. It's all a blur.
It wasn't just on the 1st. It was like for 5 days.
So that's why. They were looking at the Scott Road, which is the number 2 hit on the webpage
right.
all month. You know,
oh, yeah,
that's
Deer
why
Creek,
it's
Scott
up there.
Road. Right.
Board of Directors, glad to see people are still paying their bill. Our users, 400,397 in Rancho Murrieta this month for the website, for Facebook. Lots of people again on the 1st of the month, January 20th. So people were looking at, I don't know what they were looking at. They were looking at Facebook. Our number one, oh, interesting. Our number one post was the water emergency meeting.
Right.
On Facebook, so that's the
Good.
Number one thing
that's
that people
really
clicked
great.
On and looked at.
People are looking at that. Hopefully they will show up.
Next in line was the controlled burn, which I understand that, and then followed by the calendar for the meetings for the month.
Good. Good.
So pretty much like it usually is.
Okay. Anything we need to take any action on?
No.
Okay.
No, nothing needs to go up until we have those final, to the board.
So just as a final little direction for myself is I've committed to making an outline and then filling in the outline for the letter to the community. Okay? So we'll go over that.
Awesome.
All right.
Awesome.
Thank you. The meeting's adjourned.
Cool.